Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. We're just getting started, so plenty of time before, plenty of time before we end. I didn't know where I was going with that one. Early morning this morning for me. Anyways, it's crazy weather yesterday. I knew it was going to rain, right? We all knew, and it would clear up, and didn't realize we were going to have some thunderstorms afterwards. But, man, that was crazy. Some crazy thunder and lightning last night. It's a good storm. But this week's looking up, temperature-wise at least. We got a good amount of rain. Looks like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's going to hit 70s. That looks like fun. But after that, it's looking like going to be in the mid-50s. So we're starting to get into those temperatures that we really want to be into for the season this time of year, right? You'll start to see plants start to bud up completely, get ready for the year. You know, it's interesting, just 2 days ago, maybe, we had such cold weather that my rhodies had kind of curled those leaves and put them straight up and down, showing me that we had that freeze. Not that I didn't need it, you can already tell, but it's that time of year where you just weren't expecting the cold. We knew it was going to be cold, right? But I didn't think it was going to get that cold, but and my roadies did that whole turn to show me that they were cold. But weather is just up and down. I'm hoping it starts to settle, right? We need it to settle so we can look at it and say, all right, we're good to plant. We're good to do this. We're good to do that. It just doesn't seem like we can do much of anything right now with it. So, let's hope. Our soil temperatures are warming up. We're getting closer to the point where, grass will start to germinate. The plants will start to wake up completely. The sap will start to flow the best way it does in your trees and shrubs. We're getting there. We haven't hit those temperatures for consecutive days enough, at least in the northern part of New England, right? Basically, I'd almost call it Boston North. But if you look, you know, on the Cape, they've had some different temperatures. Their soil temperatures are warming up. They're getting more specific, heat down there a little bit more. I mean, just as looking, they've had more 50-degree soil temperature days than the rest of New England, the northern parts of New England. They're getting to that point where it's time to put grass seed down. It's time to put fertilizer down. It's time to be doing some of those coal crops that can go outside, right? Some of those types of projects, we're just about there on the Cape. There's one little area, it's interesting, on the map that I'm looking at. Kind of shows Barnstable, Hyannisport. Those areas, for some reason, right? And then you get into Yarmouth and Dennis, and it's completely different. But it's interesting to look at these maps here and see that the temperature-wise, you know, just fluctuates in the soil. What does this all mean? I mean, I'm giving you all these scientific type things. We're talking soil temperatures. Well, germination for grass seed, germination for any type of seed outside needs 55 degrees or warmer, right? And so that's why I bring it up. That's why I talk about it so much this time of year, because I don't want you to waste your time, your effort, and your money to be doing something when it just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense to start putting seed down yet. I was in the nursery in Winchester on Friday talking to a number of customers, and they were all like, all right, we're going to put some seed down. I'm like, no, you're not. They just kind of looked at me, and I was like, don't do it. Now, the seed's not going to fail. It's not going to die. It's just what's going to end up happening is you're going to go from uncertain seed, a 10 to 14 day germination rate, to a possible like 28 to 35 day germination rate, maybe further. And then you're going to say, wow, it just didn't work. When in fact, the soil just wasn't ready for it. So you're wasting time. So instead of getting out there and doing these projects, you could do a different project. You could do more cleanup. You could get that area ready a little bit more. You know, those types of things. By putting the seed down now, you're wasting time, money, effort, all that. So that's why I bring it up. That's why the soil temperatures are so important. The other thing, too, is, like I said, seed germinates, which means crabgrass seed germinates at 55 or higher, right? It doesn't necessarily like ours, all of a sudden 55 degrees, oh, we're good. That's the start of it, right? So that means your crabgrass hasn't started yet, hasn't started moving, hasn't started getting germination yet. So putting down fertilizer with a crabgrass preventer is very soon. Very soon. So, you know, putting it down probably in a lot of areas, probably on the Cape next week, by the end of next week, you know, waiting on some of this heavier rain that looks like, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm not sure how it's going to be on the Cape. I'm going to have to look at that a little bit more. But, you know, just based on a quick glance of the weather, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we got a bunch of rain. So probably for next weekend, that's when we're going to start putting the crabgrass control down on the Cape. In the northern part, maybe another 10 days. We're all going to see we're going to have to see what happens by next week. So all these things can start happening very soon. Very soon. You know, it's just, I want to make sure you are the most successful that you can be this season. And that's why we bring this up so much. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. So I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up first today?
Gene's in Rhode Island.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question. Last year, at this time of the year, the callers, and you were talking about putting a product down on hydrangeas to help them out and to make them, you know, grow better. And then I remember everybody calling in saying they had great success, but I couldn't remember if it was the fertilizer plus or the superphosphate.
Okay. So right now is one of the things, once the ground is thawed out, and you might actually be in that area, you're going to want to use the superphosphate. Okay, so that superphosphate comes in. There's one called triple phosphate, and then there's one called superphosphate. Either one will do.
Okay.
I think one's like a 0.18.0, the other one is a 0.44.0. Either way, and you're going to want to use that first thing. Because what that does is that helps the root system get really just rejuvenated, thicker, stronger, which is then going to, in turn, help the rest of the plant with the shoots, the flowers, etc. And then in about 6 weeks from that application, I want you to use a 10-10-10 fertilizer.
Yeah.
So that you're giving a little bit of everything, so an all-purpose type fertilizer to help build that up a little bit and keep it going.
Now, and that's what I usually use.
Yeah, here's what I want you to do. I want you to hang tight because there's a couple other things I want to let you know about. So we're going to take a break real quick. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And now before the break, we were talking with Gene in regards to the hydrangea and fertilizing and taking care of this time of year to get it going a little bit more. So we talked about superphosphate, first thing. And then 6 weeks later, using a 10-10-10 fertilizer. Now, the other thing you had mentioned, protolyzer. Protolyzer is going to help it, help that fertilizer work with it and get to where it needs to be. So I definitely, recommend using that as well.
At the same time or?
Yeah, so.
Put it down together.
Yeah, so you wouldn't put it down at the like exact same time. You would fertilize with the superphosphate and then water in the protolyzer. That would be the next. But you can definitely use it because it's going to work with the fertilizer to make sure it's really activated the way it needs to be. So the combination of those things would work really well.
So you say I could put both down now, soon, or should I wait a little bit to put the protolyzer and the superphosphate down?
So, in Rhode Island, depending upon, are you close to, like, if you were the Cape Line area almost?
No. Okay. We're kind of in the middle, so
okay.
It's still a little chilly here.
Yeah, so you're probably... So you're probably another 10 days away from being able to do this. So it's all going to depend on if, depends on what the weather's going to be this week. I did see, like I said, a rainstorm coming midweek, but I'm not sure where that's going to hit, if it's going to be northern part of the state or all of New England. But that all being said, probably about 10 days you can work on that. And then start the process, really, is what the best way to do it.
Okay, that gives me enough time to order it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And my other question, I don't know if you know, I usually have to wait till 8 o'clock to hear you on the Cape Station. But is there somehow I could listen to you now through iHeartRadio?
Yeah.
I don't
Well, so you could actually go to our website at paulparent.com. Uh-huh. And then on the top of that, on the banner up top, it actually says listen now and or listen live. And that will take you to the GCN network where we broadcast, and you can actually hear all 4 hours of the show.
Oh, okay. That Alrighty. Would be good because I'm always at work. At
gotcha.
7 o'clock, I have to be at work on Sunday, so that's perfect.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you all called, right. and we got to take care of you right away first thing.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jean, have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we are in the second day of April. It is starting to get into that full spring mode. We're getting there, right? We're not there. We've had previous April Fool's blizzards, right? 1997 hit one. We were talking with Nathan and George earlier this morning. They had a blizzard out in their area the past day or so here. So still could happen. I don't think it's going to happen just based on looking at the temperatures, etc. But, man, wouldn't that be something? That would just tell us that Mother Nature is not happy with us. But I digress. That's for a different show, different day. Anyways, we're seeing the temperatures really start to get there, right? We're getting close. Yesterday, I mean, you know, it rained until about 2 o'clock. And then after that, it was a gorgeous day. I mean, felt like 65 degrees at some points. It was amazing. So we're so close, but that doesn't mean start getting everything outside. Don't do it. Don't do it yet. You want to, and you got some time, but don't start putting your plants outside. Don't start doing a lot of those things. You can do some planting, you know, with some trees or shrubs that are at the garden centers because those are ready to go. But it's the little things. We're not there yet. Anyways, if you have some questions, call us. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Even on Saturday, Dran watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dran has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dran rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dran, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you want the best looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump's indictment hasn't been all bad. Fundraising for his presidential campaign has skyrocketed. Pope Francis released from the hospital yesterday after fighting a respiratory infection. He received IV antibiotics and then got some rest and headed home, making his driver pull over so he could talk to reporters. A wildfire in Colorado has spread across more than 1,200 acres, forcing evacuations of at least 100 homes and putting others on notice to leave. As of yesterday afternoon, that human-caused fire was about 25% contained. Severe storms in the south and central U.S. have moved on to the northeast. Severe thunderstorms moving across New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland, with winds around 70 miles an hour, hail, and the potential for tornadoes. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're just getting started today. The sun is, well, it's not up yet. It's still sleeping. It's waking up. Anyways, we're getting there to start the day. Now, I got an email from one of the websites I follow, and it was really, really cool because it was something I had been thinking about. But you know, it gets some ideas to you without getting too scientific, right? What it is that the article title is Reading and Understanding Garden Fertilizer Labels. So now I'm not going to bore you and go into each one and the periodic tables and give you all the different details, all those things. We're not going to go in there. But right on the top of this article, it states nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and gives three, bullet points on each. And I just wanted to share them with you guys just so you can understand what's going on, right? So nitrogen, it encourages foliage growth. So that's the major thing, right? That's the major thing that it does. Now, they show a picture of the 5-10-5, and it's 10 pounds, right? So what that 5, that first 5 for the nitrogen, it says this bag contains 5% nitrogen by weight. So in a 10-pound bag of 5-10-5 fertilizer, there is a 0.5 pound of nitrogen. Okay? Now, phosphorus. That contributes to rooting and setting flower buds. So, again, this is bag contains 10% phosphorus by weight. And in a 10-pound bag of 5-10-5 fertilizer, there is 1 pound of phosphorus. Okay? Now, potassium contributes to the overall plant health. So again, this bag contains 5% potassium by weight. In a 10-pound bag of 5-10-5 fertilizer, there is a half a pound of potassium. So I just thought that was really cool. Quick, easy way to understand what's there, right? So, you know, it refers to percentages by weight. But I think what's great, just the real quick hit of what each three nutrients do, right? What are these major things that they do? And like I said, nitrogen encouraged foliage growth, amongst others, right? That's the idea behind it. Phosphorus contributes to the plant process, such as rooting and setting flower buds. And then potassium contributes to the overall health and the vigor of the plant, right? So just some things to think about and look at when you're looking at a fertilizer this season, right? So, you know, just something to think about, you know, when you're looking at what you're putting in to the plant, what it's doing, right? So nitrogen, like I said, encourages foliage growth, but what else does it do, right? That nitrogen usually can help green up, right? That's for the green in the leaves, the green in the blades of grass, right? So those are just some of the other things that it can do. When they're very high in nitrogen, it's usually for grass, or other plants that are very, just green foliage, nothing else. Not pushing, you know, flower buds, those types of things. So it was interesting. I thought I would pass it along to you guys, just in case you didn't know, because we're getting into that season where we're about to fertilize, right? We're about to get all these things done. So I wanted you to kind of understand what this means. What do they actually mean? So, you know, there's so many other elements or ingredients that could be on the back of a label that it could take a long time to really just kind of tell you everything of what each one is. That's when we would have to get scientific. That's when we would have to sit down and have like a class, you know, and start talking about, you know, chlorophyll and, you know, maybe those types of things. But we're not going to do that today. That's not what this is about. Just wanted to give you an idea, because I saw it. I kept that email because I was like, you know what? This might be something cool to talk about. So that was one of them. There's a number of other things that, you know, you should take a look at. One thing, if you haven't already, you know, sign up at Natural Alternative for their monthly email. They have a newsletter like we do. Ours is weekly. Theirs is monthly. It just gives you some ideas of what to do during the month. So that's pretty good stuff. You could also, excuse me, you can sign up for our newsletter at paulparent.com. You know, scroll to the bottom of our website. There's a spot that says, sign up for the newsletter. You can go right there and get that. And then get it for the week, because we send it out every Friday at this point. So it's enjoyable, give you something to look at. And get some good information, just like we do, you know, some of the things we talk about, but not all of it is talked about during the show, right? So definitely take a look for that. Our past newsletter started talking about spring is here when you see the forsythia is in bloom. We're close, right? Some of the forsythia might be popping some buds, might be getting ready, but we're getting there. It's just about that time. Just about that time. And then the other article talks about potatoes. All the different potatoes. I love reading this one that my father had written. Just talking about back in the, you know, way back, how, you know, schools would start a little bit earlier up in Maine, certain areas, And they would close down for a week or so, so that all the kids could help their parents harvest the potatoes in the fields, because they get ready in September, usually. So, you know, it's not, you know, it's not close to us temperature-wise, but up in, you know, deep in Maine, not that too deep. But it's a story about how my grandmother, so my father's mother, she grew up in Bangor, Maine, and they actually would, in the spring season, when it was right to plant, the schools were closed for a few days so everyone could get into fields, help prepare for the planting season. So the article states that my grandmother's first job at age six was to pick the rocks that she claimed grew during the winter in the potato fields. She also said there that often there were more rocks in the spring than there were potatoes in the fall some years. Now, it's interesting, right? I look at that and say, oh, yeah, I know exactly why that happens. Well, we've had them. But it's funny, as a child, you look at it and say, oh, I'm just picking rocks. Big difference, though, back in that time frame than now. We don't need to be doing all of that as much. You know, some areas it will still exist, but not really the crazy, you know, not that intense, right? So, anyways, look into it. Good articles this past week. Apparently there's a potato song I just saw on the newsletter. I can't click it. I'll just probably sit there and watch it all day. But anyways, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're just getting started. Now, one thing to be thinking about in the coming days, coming weeks here, as the temperatures warm up, that's when some of those insects will start to, you know, start to show their face. They'll start to attack the soil, such as grubs, right? The grubs have this crazy cycle where they'll go deep down into the soil at one point in time during the season, and then they'll come right back up. Now, we're close to them just popping up and starting to eat your root system again and getting there. Now, what are we going to use to take care of it? Now, we're not looking at doing a season-long grub killer yet. Doesn't make sense. We put a season-long grub killer down, it's not going to last the entire season, right? So season-long grub killers really only last for 3 months. Now, if you were to put that down now, that by no means would be an entire season, because it's April 2nd. 3 months from now is still July. And that's when they start to become a little bit more active again, coming soon, right? The next month after that. So you wouldn't have done it as needed. Right now, if you're starting to see grubs in some of those areas, what I'd look for you to be looking at doing is using that product, Dilox. It's a 24-hour killer, so it puts everything it has into the soil in 24 hours, and then it's out of the soil, out of the system. So it's not something that's going to sit there for weeks upon weeks. This is something that once it's done, it's 24 hours, it's done. So this will kill any of those grubs that are working its way to the top of the soil system, getting to that area. You'll still need to use a all-season type at some point, but we're not there yet, right? We're not at the all seasons for grub. The other thing you can start looking at doing, using a organic way of doing it, right? Like a Milky Spore or the Grub Gone from Natural Alternative, right? So the Milky Spore is something that you need to put down multiple times and get going before it really does all of its job, right? It'll get there. It's just going to take some extra time because it needs to build up those spores so that the spores are, so the spores can actually get in there and continue to build. Because if you just put it down once, your spores are only what's in that bag. But once you do it multiple times, they multiply. I don't know the exact number off the top of my head, but the amount that they multiply is crazy insane. So it's definitely worth doing and worth getting taken care of. So really look into it if you haven't at this point, because, you know, if you want to go organic, that's one of the only ways you can do an organic grub control. Now, if you have some questions, call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started. Almost done the first hour of the show. 3 hours to go left with plenty of time for questions. If you have them, and I gave you that number, 855-660-4261. Now, it's not going to be a bad day out there today, but it's not going to be as great as some of the temperatures the rest of this week's looking to warm up. We're starting to get there. We're really starting to feel spring, starting to, kind of be able to, do our gardening outside. We're not there. We're almost there. But soon enough. So this is the time frame where we can start some of our plants indoors, right? There's certain tomatoes that we can start indoors. Some of the non-heirloom type tomatoes. Even some of the heirlooms. Just in general, take a look at your plants and see your seeds. If you're doing some seeds, if you haven't started already, you most likely can. I was looking earlier in the week just to get some ideas for an interview I was doing, and they were questioning which types of things should we do early, which and the easier types of vegetables to start in a garden, and one of the things, if you haven't started a garden, that I have found and just knowing in general, is take some of the easier type veggies to get started with if you're just starting out, right? Because they're easier, they're most likely to succeed, which means you're going to be successful and want to continue going forward. So I would say, you know, don't start looking at some of the heirlooms, some of those hard varieties right away if you're just getting started, right? Look at some of the easy, like carrots, lettuces, spinach. So let's see what else. They said carrots, radishes, right? You know, look at, for tomatoes, look for the smaller varieties, like a Sweet 100, right? Look at those because they are a little bit easier to be successful with versus going to some of the heirloom types or growing like an artichoke or asparagus, right? Sometimes even broccoli, it's a little bit too tough. You know, squash might be a little bit easier to do. But take a look at it and say, all right, you know what? I'm just beginning. I'm not going to go crazy. Or once you get to those next level, build in some of those harder varieties to grow. Now, you know, your tomatoes, this time frame, a lot of them, we're starting to get planted indoors. Keep them in there until really, you know, middle to end of May. We're about 6-7 weeks away, depending upon where you are in New England, to really getting vegetables outside, right? Last frost in the area that I am is about May 15th, right? So if you count back from seeds indoors, you're talking, should have probably already started a week ago, or maybe this week would be fine too. So, you know, I'm taking a look right now at the Sweet 100. Sweet 100 takes 70 days to mature, right? So 70 days from now, so 2 months and 10 days, is putting us in the middle of July. So if you want stuff in the middle of July, now's the time to start it. Right, but if you get it in July, it's going to go through July and August and even into September. So you're getting plenty of time with it. So that's the idea. We're not looking to just have it at the end of the season. This is, you know, oh, it's August. This is when it's going to happen. No. Start it earlier from seed indoors. Anyways, questions, call us 855-660-4261. Take a break. Be back in a few.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.